Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, DGens, it is Friday, June 28th. Panthers in Vegas, and Bronny, he's in L.A. I'm Ed Max, flying solo. I almost said joining me live. Join me again. Flying solo today as Panthers on vacation for the week. I did not make an announcement in the chat, and yet here's Dead at No Money listening. I was just coming in to do a covert recording, and Dead at No Money's like, I'm hanging around. I'm going to join anyway. Maybe I should. Maybe I should make an announcement. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do this. At everyone, if you want to hear me ramble, join. Okay. All right. There we go. Maybe Dad and No Money will have some company. X Chris did leave his fax for me in the chat around 2-something a.m. Oh, he's still awake. Wow. What's X Chris doing awake? What are you doing awake? Is it your weekend already? It's Friday. I mean, that's it, right? Your week is over, right? Oh, man. Yeah. I was just saying, I was covertly going to come in here to record. I clicked the button and Dad and No Money joins. And now Tilted Lines is joining. Everyone's going to join and hear me just fucking come out here and just talk for 10 minutes or so. Anyway, the main story of the show is Bronny James got drafted. He got drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the worst fucking kept secret in all of sports, right? I mean, everyone knew that the Lakers were going to draft Bronny. I saw the facts, Chris. Don't worry. I got you. Don't worry. I was gonna read them no matter what. So everyone kind of knew that Bronny James was going to be drafted by the Lakers. Now, LeBron said his son being drafted plays no bearing on him re-signing with the Lakers. Yada yada yada. Yeah, it fucking does. Stop it. He's been talking. It seems like a fucking decade that LeBron's been talking about. I'm going to play with my son. Actually, it's pretty cool if you think about it. It's never happened before. It's never happened that a father and son played NBA on the same team. I think the Griffies played together, right? Was Ken Griffey Jr. and his father, or his father was a coach, maybe. I don't know if they played together. X-Chris, look that up. Has a father and son ever played together in the same sport? No one hasn't happened in the NBA yet. It's not going to happen much next year either. Because think about this. You think Bronny's going to get a ton of playing time next year? If Bronny's getting a ton of playing time next year, the Lakers are fucked. I'm just saying. This is a guy drafted 55th overall. And we'll get into the nepotism thing because it was nepotism. It was nepotism. It was LeBron James's son. He was ranked 52 in the 50s on a lot of lists of draft picks. So it's not to say, oh, he was in that range of where you take a shot on a player in the later round, later second round. It's not like it was a stretch. It's not like the Lakers used their 17th overall pick or whatever on him, right? They picked him in a spot where, you know, people take flyers, right? They take chances on some players in that area. So it's not unheard of, but my opinion, so it is, yeah, it is the Griffies, right? It was the Griffies. Tim Raines Sr. and Tim Raines Jr. Oh, nice. All Orioles in 2001, nice. Yeah, so the Griffies did play with each other. Oh, wow, Gordy and Marty Howe. Yeah, there you go. The Hartford Whalers back in 79 and 80. Ted and Charlie Nesser of Columbus. Thank you. The Columbus Panhandles. I love it. They should change the fucking Blue Jackets to the Panhandles again. Oh, it was the NFL. Never mind. But still, go back to the Panhandles. Ted and Charlie Nesser. I like it. Yeah, I only knew the Griffies, and I wasn't 100% sure on that either. I was 10 years old back then, so it's my memory's not as sharp as it is now, and it's not that sharp to begin with, right? Because what was I talking about? I was talking about the Lakers and LeBron and Bronny. So it wasn't a stretch to take him in that spot, but, I mean, the only reason he got drafted is because his last name is James, or he has the James genes. Because you think he's even put in, like, his statistics alone do not put him ranked 52nd. His stats, there's so many other college players that played better than him. So his stats alone, it's his fucking genealogy, right? It's his lineage. It's the fact that fucking LeBron James is his dad. You see what LeBron James could do. It's the reason that people fucking looked at Patrick Ewing Jr.'s, fucking Michael Jordan's son, Scottie Pippen's. It's if you have the fucking genetics, you're going to be jumping up on fucking lists. So yeah, he was ranked 52nd in somebody's fucking list and he was drafted 55th, but I don't think he deserved to be ranked 52nd based off statistics alone. Now I fall into the trap too. It's like, well, you know, LeBron James is his dad, so he's got to have some fucking talent, right? He's got to have some fucking physical capabilities. So I fell into that trap too, but I'm just upset because I know that there were players that are better than him that are going to now go to the G League or go to Europe while he gets a chance to play on an NBA team, and he'll get some minutes. They're going to have that moment, that, you know, that first moment where LeBron and Bronny are on the court together and the crowd cheer. It's gonna be in LA, you know, standing ovation, everyone going LeBron, you know,
Bronny, for the best.
Fuck's sake. I mean, does he actually have an NBA career is my question. LeBron is going to sign, I think, a 3-year fucking deal or a 2-year extension on top of what he has or some shit like that. He's 41. He's going to try to play to 44. And physically, he's been there, right? Other than the injuries. So he's got a chance to play with his son on the court for 3 fucking years. Do we think Bronny is going to be a good player in this league? I don't. I really don't. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I mean, sure, Will alone, LeBron will fucking push him. Maybe LeBron becomes his fucking coach, or maybe he becomes the owner of the fucking Vegas team. And Bronny plays for fucking Vegas. He's a starting fucking... Maybe just like, coach, have him fucking shoot 60 shots a game. Maybe he's going to be more of a fucking James Harden son than a LeBron son. He's going to average 30 points a game on 75 shot attempts. I can't wait for James Harden's bastard sons to fucking come out. You know, it's going to have 13 sons from different strippers showing up into the league someday. All with that fucked up beard and, you know, hoisting fucking threes and trying to just jump into people. God damn it. All right, let's get to some fucking sports betting. I've rambled long enough about this fucking Bronny. All right. Where are we starting in Major League Baseball? Are we starting with the Marlins and the Phillies? Well, let's look at X-Chris's list. Number one, he said Marlins and Blue Jays cashed with nice plus lines yesterday. I told you guys to fade Wheeler, and it worked again. It was near elite. I'm not betting Philadelphia today, though, and something seems sus about that line. It's moving. It's moving in a weird direction. It might be another Miami play today, X-Chris. It might be another Miami play. I'm going to lean Philadelphia. I think they win. But, man, it might be another Miami play. Sanchez on the mound for Philadelphia. Tyler on the mound for the Marlins. Philly should win this one, but that line movement is fucking weird. All right, for a game I'm actually betting on, let's see if X-Chris is on this one too. Rays money line. Elf Man is good, and Rays are still good. Parker's a good pitcher for the Nats, but I think the Rays should win. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the Rays are the play today. Eflin on the mound for Tampa Bay. -156 is getting a little chalky there. Just a little bit. But this is X-Chris, point number two on the Rays. I like it. $10 bet on Tampa Bay. Let's talk about Texas and Baltimore next. Baltimore got Suarez on the mound. Gotta love Suarez, but he's going against Max fucking Scherzer. Scherzer looked absolutely great in his first start out. Baltimore's been getting some fucking chalky lines, and now you're looking at Baltimore still -142 with Scherzer on the mound in Texas. Almost like the Rangers on this one. Let's see, X-Chris. Point number three, Rangers money line. Yeah, old Tigers pitcher Scherzer on the mound. He was lights out last time. I think they should bounce back. Value on Texas. +120 with Scherzer on the mound. Jesus. I know the Baltimore Orioles are good, but fuck's sake. Next game up, we got the Yankees in Toronto. Yankees -122, Toronto +104. You got Stroman on the mound going against Kikuchi. This Yankees team has not been playing good baseball. And in fact, yesterday what happened, the Blue Jays beat the shit out of them. Yankees can't lose them all, right? They can't, right? Oh, by the way, the Yankees are now in second place in the East for the first time this year. Baltimore is now ahead of the Yankees. God, oh my God, can you believe? Unfucking believable. Yankees free fall. I'm leaning them today. They got to win one of these, right? But I'm not going to bet them -122 the way that they're fucking playing. No fucking way. Next game up, Houston and my Mets, the nine Mets squadron hosting the Astros for a weekend series. Blanco on the mound versus Quintana. Pitching advantage, Houston. If you're looking at recency, I mean, is there a team hotter than the Mets, right? I think I said number four for the Jays, did I not? Oh, no, I did not. I skipped that one. Sorry, X-Chris. Thank you for pointing that out. X-Chris, let's continue to fade the Yankees train, taking the Jays' money line with a Coochie on the mound. Sorry, I missed that one. Thanks for pointing that out. Mets, one of the hottest teams in baseball, and taking on a Houston team that probably is the hottest team in baseball. Something's going to give here. I love my Mets. I really do. But, man, I got to lean Houston in this one. Let's move to Boston. Boston hosting the San Diego Padres. The fucking whale's vagina's in town with Vasquez on the mound against Nick Pivetta. Boston has an opportunity here as well to kind of maybe leapfrog the Yankees. What, 7.5 games back from the Yankees? It's not unheard of. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine the Yankees just starting off that fucking hot and fading to third place in the fucking American League East? Boston jumping over the way Tampa Bay's playing, too. Yankees got to be worried. Yankees got to be worried. San Diego, they've won 3 games in a row. They're playing some good baseball. I think the value's on San Diego. I think Boston might win this one, but the value, plus 134 in the Padres, got to go with the Padres here. So leaning San Diego there. Colorado and Chicago. Chris, you betting this one? No, you're not betting this one. Let's see. Hit 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 2 more games for you. 2 more facts for you. All right, we're good. Man, I saw Chicago with a negative line. I was like, oh, Crochet must be on the mound. But then I saw it was minus 112, and I was like, oh, well, if Crochet was on the mound against Colorado, it would probably be minus 180. It's not Crochet on the mound for Chicago. It is Thorpe versus Hudson. Chicago's going to win this one, right? They can't. Can't lose the fucking Rockies. Ramon's listening live. Your Rockies gonna win today? It's fucking Chicago. Hudson's 2-10 on the season. I thought it was his ERA was 2.10. No, it's his record. It's 2-10. Gonna lean Chicago there. Let's see. Next game up, we got the Atlanta Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Listen, Atlanta's gonna win this one. I think Atlanta's gonna win the fucking game. But come on, minus 190. Old man Charlie Morton on the mound against Perez of the Pirates. There's got to be some value on the fucking Pirates here. They're playing some pretty good baseball. Atlanta's... I don't know, man. I've not that I've lost faith in Atlanta, but the Mets are only 4.5 games back of Atlanta right now. So that just tells you the direction that the Atlanta Braves are going in. I'll lean Atlanta here, but minus 190, I can't fucking bet that. Game I am betting on. Let's look at Kansas City and Cleveland today. Not one of the best pitchers for the Royals on the mound today. McKenzie on the mound for the Guardians. He's pretty fucking good. I almost give the pitching advantage to the Royals with Marsh on the mound, statistically speaking. Royals at home, they've been pretty good. But we've all been surprised by Cleveland. Cleveland's just been a good fucking team. Now, they've lost a couple in a row. I think they bounce back today. This is a game I'm betting on. $10 bet. On the Cleveland Guardians. A few more games to talk about. Let's talk about the Cubs in Milwaukee. Some crazy fucking line movement in this one. This one's insane. This one opened up with the Brewers minus 175 down to minus 135. What is going on with this one? I mean, Talion on the mound for the Cubs. He's been very good. Ray on the mound for the Brewers. Brewers, great home team. I don't know what's going on with this one. I'll lean Milwaukee here, but you almost want to bet on Chicago just because the line movement has changed so much. Plus 116 on the Cubs. Man, imagine getting that at the big fucking line that opened. Talk about closing line value. Jeez. Opening line value. Anyway, I'll lean Milwaukee. I think they win. Cincinnati and St. Louis. Man, I've been kicking myself ever since I said, hey, Cincinnati's the fucking team to beat in the fucking Central, and then now they've lost fucking 6 out of their last 10 fucking games. Now they're placing St. Louis, a team that has actually been pretty good. 6.5 games out of first place in the Central there. On the mound for the Reds is Frankie Montas, old Oakland elephant, right? Going against who is this? Palante? You don't have a pasta name for him. Al Dente? You know, we can't call him something like that. Al Palante? Whatever. Cardinals going to win. I'll lean St. Louis there. All right. X-Chris, let's get to your Tigers here. Fuck the Tigers. Fuck Flaherty. They lost 5-0. This line stinks. Who are the Tigers? Why are the Tigers favored? Minus 120 with my 8 on the mound. I'm not betting either side, but what the fuck is this line? What the fuck is this line? What the... Minus 114 is the best you're going to get. Tigers on the road. Don't like the Tigers on the road. The Angels won four games in a row. I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm leading the Angels. I'm leading the fucking Angels in that one. What else we got? Oh, here's a game I'm betting on. Oakland and Arizona. Sears on the mound. Hey, Sears has not been a terrible pitcher, but he's been pretty terrible this season. just in general, Sears has been a good pitcher. Not going against one of the stellar Diamondbacks pitchers, Ciccone. It's all pasta names at this point. Diamondbacks going to win this one. I think that I'm betting the Diamondbacks. I got Arizona winning this one. So minus 150 is chalky for a D-backs team. You're saying the A's. Well, Ramon's saying the A's. Giving myself a little bit of pause. Ramon, how you been betting lately? You been betting pretty good? You been winning some games? Giving myself some pause here. Minus 150 is a little chalky, but there you go. Dad, I have no money also on the Oakland money line. Fuck you guys. God damn it. Ruining my hopes and dreams. Well, it's ending up in the parlay because I'm only betting three today. So if you guys want to bet the parlay, you might want to swap that one out if you feel so strong about Oakland. Minnesota, Seattle. Let's see. Nope, not on next Chris's list. Giants is the last game. All right, Minnesota, Seattle. I like Seattle in this one. Not been great, but Logan Gilbert, man. I can't fade him. I'm going to lean Seattle here. All right, let's talk about this last game. Dodgers and the Giants. X-Chris saying, Giants money line. This should be a good game line. Also smells. Seems like Vegas likes the Giants with their staff ace on the mound today. Who is their staff ace? Who are you, Logan Webb? Going against Knack? Knick-knack paddywhack. Landon Knack on the mound for the fucking Dodgers. Actually, been pitching pretty fucking good. I'll give you some moral support. I'll lean the Giants with you. They've been pretty good at home. I don't believe in this Dodgers team. I don't. Ramon, yesterday was caca. It means a bounce back day for you. I'm feeling bad about this. But anyway, here's the DJ parlay. I bet three games we're going to do DJ parlay. Tampa Bay, minus 156. We got Cleveland, minus 118. And Arizona, minus 150. Listen, if you want to swap out Arizona for Oakland, please go ahead. But my DJ parlay is going to play 410 on this Friday. All right. Homer, I missed your message. Homer messaged me to see if I wanted him to record today. I missed his message. So maybe next week, Homer. Maybe next week, X-Chris. Maybe one of these guys will find a time. We can record the show together. We've got four episodes next week that Panther won't be here. So we'll figure it out. I appreciate you guys joining. I wasn't planning on you guys joining. And then Dad and No Money saw me come in here, and he joined, and I threw out the flare. So here you go, Dad and No Money, Homer J, Ramon, Tilted Lions, X Chris, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'll probably go a little bit later. I'm gonna sleep in, fucking mornings. Homer saying truck race tonight, Heim to win +200, Eeks, top three +275. Homer, probably you gonna do a show this weekend? Should I be prepared? Maybe. We'll see. Tonight's SmackDown for me. If you watch WWE SmackDown, keep an eye out. I'm fully tattooed on my arms, and I'm going to be wearing a Tiffy Time shirt. So you'll see me, hopefully, in the front row, ringside. So just keep an eye out. I'll be with my wife and two daughters. My wife will be wearing a Shinsuke Nakamura shirt. My oldest daughter will be wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin ? Shirt. My youngest daughter will be wearing a blue Yeet shirt. So look for that crowd in the audience, and that'll be old Mad Max there with his fucking beard and cheering on some wrestling tonight. But with that, we're going to call it an episode, and as Panther says, join us in the asylum, yada, yada, yada. Make some money, fools. This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.